It is that place in downtown Fresno where since 1955, Christ leads, people care, and lives have been changed. Welcome to Heartline, the weekly radio voice spotlighting the Evangel Home of Fresno. As I mentioned, since 1955, the Evangel Home ministering to women and children in crisis. Your Heartline host every week on the program is Jim Tuck. Here he is.
Well, Ken Adams, thank you so much. And that part of the program is standard. Ken makes our introduction, and I kind of step in and do an interview. But parts of this program today, Jerry, are not standard. We have a guest. We have you, Jerry, here to make introduction and ask questions and comment and be part of the program. But the location's a little different today. Where are we?
We're down the street in the garden. People have heard about the garden for years. We seldom record down here.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, we're recording down here because it's just plain too noisy in the crisis shelter. That long-awaited kitchen reconstruction is underway. And we don't know whether there's a concrete saw or a drill that is duetting with the jackhammer.
And if it's a drill, it's about 10 inches wide.
Yeah, it is really noisy over there. We thought about making that just background noise for our interview today, but it's inconsistent and it would just be annoying, so we'll tell you about it. You don't have to listen.
We don't want to give everyone a headache.
Right. So it's very quiet down here, and we have a guest, and Eric has been with us before. Introduce her.
I love this, Jim, because right now I think what you just talked about with the craziness, the noise, the confusion in the crisis home, and the peace in the garden, that's what a woman like Erica has lived with the last 9 or 10 months. The difference in those two homes, as far as what's being done, as far as what's being accomplished, as far as background noise, that is a really good analogy, that you don't have a lot of sawing and drilling down here. And I would guarantee that after being in the crisis home for some of our events and unscripted events, the garden women cannot wait to run back here. It's much more under control down here, isn't it, Erica?
More peaceful here. Definitely. You're down there, you're dealing with different types of people, different personalities, different things going on, and it's our safe haven down here, and I love it, and I'm going to miss it.
You're still dealing with a lot of those things down here, the different personalities, the different issues. What's the difference between the women here with that and the crisis home?
Here together, there's six of us, so we become a family here. We're very close. We tend to lean on each other when we have problems, when conversations, when somebody needs just a shoulder to cry on. We're just here for each other. So we're more of a family here to where down there they're coming and going. It's just a 28-day stay, and there's a lot of revolving doors down there. And here we're very comfortable with each other.
And share the same commitment, the commitment to change, yes. Whereas there maybe not so much with some of the women.
Well, and you know, one of the huge things I realized just as Erica spoke, and leaning on each other and being a family and supporting each other and not really having an interest in cutting the legs out from one another, not having an interest in blaming them or using the other women to create a chaos. That's what you see sometimes in the crisis home. When the women aren't really committed to changing themselves, they'll keep what they've been doing, which is keep things stirred up. And that's why you have the crisis home usually. That's why it's called the crisis home, unfortunately. But yeah, that's a huge, Erica, thank you for making that real clear to me, that these women here are committed to the same thing.
Yeah. Yes, we are. We're committed to change, and we're here to help each other change, not to hurt each other in the process. That's old behavior, and we left that behind.
There is a serenity about you, my dear, and I'm guessing that when you arrived here, that was not the case in your life.
Oh, no. It was chaos. It was definitely a crisis, and that was 10 months ago. I was in the crisis for 5 weeks, and I've been here for 9 months, and I'm a complete different person. My personality is different. I just have an inner peace within myself, and I'm just happy. When before I was not.
Now, you've been on the program before. Let's remind our listeners what was going on, why Evangel Home came into your present reality.
My reality was alcohol. That was an everyday crutch for me. I didn't know how to go without it. It got to a point where I couldn't physically. I needed it. in order to function, to be normal, to feel normal, I needed to drink every day. And I just was tired, and I came here.
Is there alcoholism in your family?
Yes. Yeah. It's a generational curse.
Yeah. And it happens that way. I may have expressed it, maybe not on the air, but there was a time in my life when I was living a dissolute lifestyle, and I gave myself every opportunity to become an alcoholic. I just couldn't pull it off. There's something, I don't know if it's temperamentally or physiologically, chemically, that makes some people susceptible and others not, because I wasn't my goal, but I gave myself every opportunity. So how long was alcohol an issue in your life?
I think alcohol has always been there since I was a teenager. It was one of those things that you kind of experiment with when you were a kid, and it just became something that was fun. So probably since I was 13, I drank. It was an ongoing thing, but probably the last 3 years, it was an everyday thing. And I have family that drinks. It's just part of, I guess, family get-togethers, barbecues, birthdays, just one of those things that there's
breakfast.
Always beer. No, not breakfast. They weren't as bad as me. But, I mean, beer is just always around. There's some kind of alcohol, you know, associated with celebrating. Cheers. Mm-hmm. And but now I'm learning to have different happiness in my life, different traditions, different things that I will do with my children. So hopefully they do not have this curse.
What do you anticipate any issues going back to your family?
I hope not. As I've been here in the 9-month program, I've had passes, weekend passes, and my family drinks, and I need to learn how to be around my family because that's part of what they do, mm-hmm. but it's not a part of me anymore. Mm-hmm. So I've separated myself from that, and it hasn't been an issue yet. However, if it does become a problem, I will just have to remove myself from those functions.
Hmm. You're going into Community Connection, correct? Or
yes.
You've applied, at least?
Yes, I'm going.
Okay, so we have definitely told you yes.
Yes.
Yay, yes. So that means Erica has another up to 12 months with us in an apartment. She'll be looking for work, going to school, something to just get her one step closer to that full life outside.
Yes.
Erica, will your family honor your commitment to not have alcohol? Not because you're putting them down, because that's part of so many people's, their family's celebrations, but just because they know now you have a weakness that you're trying to take care of.
Well, they have so far. During the holidays, alcohol wasn't present, which I was really surprised.
Oh, bless them.
So they do recognize my crutch, and they're sensitive to that, and they're actually supporting me a lot. It's just, I mean, once in a while, somebody will open a beer. I need to just
step away
from that. And they respect that, actually. They won't do it in front of me. They will go outside, so they're not throwing it in my face, per se. They are very supportive and very helpful. I just needed the Community Connection program for that extra 12-month, that extra time for me, so I can be secure within myself.
Mm. Well, I'm thrilled to hear that your family is supportive that way. That's going to make things easier if they'll continue to live like that. Recap the last 10 months. What some highlights? What comes to mind saying, yes, that's a highlight?
Oh, wow. There's a lot of things. Just everything. The day that it clicked, when the day my salvation just was there. There was a time in church where I just prayed like I had never prayed before. Mm-hmm. And it was, you get this feeling over your body that it's completely unexplainable. And it's, I'll never forget that. I'll never forget staff that has been here for me time and time when times got hard and I wanted to go. Mm-hmm. And they were there and said, no, you'll get through this. You'll get through this. And they were there. And I'll never forget the talks that they've had with me and just kept me here. I'll never forget that, and I'll forever be thankful.
Was there one class or a couple of classes in particular that was significant for you?
All the classes. I enjoy all of them, but one that's best for me is Patty's class, Seekers, the drug and alcohol class that really touches on topics that I need to get a hold of. And I found out a lot of things, why I resorted to alcohol, why I tried to hide certain feelings, certain emotions. So that class is one of my favorites because it touches on topics that I need help in. So
If you let yourself look down the road, a year, two, what might be?
Oh, yes. I have definite plans for as soon as I graduate, I plan on going back to court and filing paperwork for my daughter. So having some visitation and custody with her. I have two older daughters that I plan on spending a lot more time with. I definitely have plans for the moment I graduate. And I mean, that first Monday, I'm out job searching. I need to get the ball rolling on my life. And I'm just so excited about the next step. And I'm so thankful for Evangel Home that gave me that opportunity to have that next step. Because I don't think I would have done it without them.
God has used Evangel Home in your life, and that happens so often. That's why we have this program so to a large degree.
And I would like to say also, God has used Erica in our life. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we try to do here, create a culture of compassion. And staff sometimes has to learn things. You know, we can sort of go off on our way and do things the way we've always done them, and maybe that's not right. And the residents here don't know that they have the freedom to come to us and say, I don't understand this, or why did she say this, or that hurt my feelings, or whatever. And Erica has done that. I really admire Erica, a woman who can do that in a place where she really doesn't know what's gonna happen if I go to Patty and say Jerry did something that hurt my feelings. Mm. Most people are going to think I'm going to keep my mouth shut because I'll be kicked out. We really try to teach them here that be brave enough to bring that to our attention, and when we can, we will deal with it. So, Erica, hats off to you.
That is so healthy. That is so healthy. That's a lesson for life, big time. Real quickly, Erica, is there a particular career field you're looking at or just general job?
Accounting, payroll, general office. That's what I've always done, so I'm excited to get back into the workforce and put my best foot forward.
Okay, my listening friend, maybe you know of a job opening. I know of someone who can fill it. So you can give us a call at 264-4714. Jerry, we have less than a minute. Talk about the kitchen and how people can help.
They can bring us earplugs. It's okay.
Oh, it is noisy over there.
By the time this airs, we should be done with the drilling.
The deconstruction should be over.
Yeah, it is really noisy. I'm hoping and praying right now that none of the neighbors are bothered by that, but it's noisier than I anticipated. Please call Cynthia, our cook, at 264-4714. She's got a list of food needs and a schedule of who might be bringing meals. That is the greatest help we could have right now.
Maybe a Sunday school class from a church or a home Bible study or a group, a family or something. Get a group together and find out how you can help provide meals while the kitchen's in disarray here.
We are able to cook in different parts of Evangel Home. We can borrow the community room kitchen. There's a kitchen over here, so it's not like we don't have an oven.
But call us and be in prayer because things are a little bit upside down in the meantime. We're out of time. Erica, great to spend some time with you, my sister. Jerry, thank you.
So this was your final test for graduation. Did she make it, Jim?
Yes, she passed her final. This was her final exam. Ken, take it away. Wrap up this edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
Reach the Evangel Home by phone in the 559 area code 264-4714. Again, 264-4714. If you're online and just about the entire human race is these days, find the Evangel Home at evangelhome.org. And please make it a point of joining us next time for the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno, Heartline.